Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday morning, the 7th of April, 2018. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulations, believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. In a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. And to me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? God is able to make all grace abound toward you that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Well, we're ready for the 60th Psalm this morning to the chief musician upon Shushad, the mishtam of David to teach when he strove from Amara near him and with Aram Zobah when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the valley of Salt 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased, O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it, heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because the truth sealeth. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness, and I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia is the trumpet. I triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into a strong city, who will lead me into Edom. Wilt not thou, God, which hast cast us off, and thou, God, which didst not go out with our own armies, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for it is he that shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 61 to the chief musician upon Niganah, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Now the last one we're going to do today is Psalm 62 to the chief musician Chedorlaomer, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before God as a refuge for you, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and because not vain in robbery, become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that God belongs. That power belongeth unto God also, unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Well, this morning, if we are truly honest with ourselves, we must freely admit that he only is our rock and our salvation. He is our defense. Our expectation is from him alone. In God is our salvation, the rock of our strength. Our refuge is in God. That should be our heart cry each and every day that we arise, and every time we get ready to go to bed and lay ourselves down for sleep. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. May the good Lord add a blessing to this word this morning. I pray that you would have a blessed day in the Lord.